the makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Have you ever noticed how people love to get together around the table over a steaming hot drink and talk things over? I'll bet you've solved many a problem that way yourself. And Postum is the sort of hot drink that fits right into that picture. It looks so good. It smells so fragrant and appetizing. And when you taste that smooth, mellow Postum flavor, when you feel that satisfying warmth tingling through your veins, well, you just naturally feel relaxed and sociable. And that's true whether it's Postum cereal or instant Postum. For there are two kinds, you know. Postum cereal is the kind you boil or percolate, the same as you do coffee. It's fine if you want to serve Postum to the whole family, or if you like to keep a pot on the back of the stove ready to serve a hot drink at any time. The other kind, instant Postum, comes in especially handy when there's just one member of the family drinking Postum. Because instant Postum is the quick kind, you make it right in the cup. Just put in a teaspoon of instant Postum, add hot water, cream and sugar to taste, and there it is. Or if you prefer, when you're making an in-between mealtime drink for one of the youngsters, for instance, prepare instant Postum with hot milk instead of hot water for extra nourishment and extra deliciousness. Begin tomorrow to enjoy this wholesome, delectable mealtime drink. Ask your grocer for Postum cereal or instant Postum. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are now operating the Lonesome Heart Matrimonial Bureau. The old fellows used the $18 Lum collected for the Jot 'em Down store to place an ad in newspapers throughout the surrounding territory day before yesterday, and are now anxiously awaiting letters from prospective customers. As we look in on the little community today, Lum has gone over to the post office for the mail, and we find Abner alone at the store talking over the telephone. Listen.
Well, that's what they all charge Sister Simpson. That's what Whistling Jim Williams paid for that woman he ordered from the matrimonial bureau. $25. Well, they ought to be worth it if they're worth anything. Uh-huh. Well, now, if we don't find your husband, why, you don't owe us nothing. Mom? Oh, no, no, we can't guarantee him. But we just send you pictures, and then you pick out the one you like the looks of and start writing to him. Well, if you decide he's the one you want, why, give us $25 and he's yours. Just a minute, Sister Simpson. Here comes Lum now. I'll let him explain it to you. Just a minute. Come here, Lum, and talk to Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson?
Yeah, she's wanting to know how...
Well, I ain't got time to talk to her right now. I know we got some letters here to the matrimonial bureau. I want to read them first.
Well, that's what she's wanting to find out about. She wants us to find her a man. And I can't seem to make her understand how a matrimonial bureau works.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to her. I never know she'd want to get married.
Yeah. She's seen our advertisement in the paper, she said.
Lonesome Heart Matrimonial Bureau. I can't even say that.
Well, it'll take some time, I guess.
Matrimonial Bureau, yes, Mom.
I'll take
that. This is Mom. Oh, tolerably well, I reckon. How are you, Sister Simpson?
Sister Simpson.
Uh-huh.
Hate that old woman to pieces.
Oh, well, we won't mention it to her soul. You need to worry about that. It's all confidential.
Don't
want to
ride around town,
that's her. Well, you send us a picture of yourself, and we'll send it out to all the men customers that's looking for a wife, and then we'll send you any pictures of men folks that we get in, and you can pick out the one you like.
That's her picture of somebody scared.
Yeah, you can write to them and tell them all about yourself, and that way you'll get to riding backwards and forwards, and if you suit one another, why, you get married and owe us $25 a piece.
Well, that'd be awful.
Yes, Mom, they both pay.
Bad eyes to matter.
All right. Well, I don't know. We've got some letters here now that I ain't opened up yet.
Good.
Might find somebody in there for you, you know. Yes, Mom, we will. All right, Sister Simpson. Yeah, send over the best picture you've got of yourself. One that was took a few years back wouldn't hurt nothing.
A long time back would be better.
Well, no, but I guess...
baby face.
Well, I never meant that, but lots of times these photographers make folks look a heap older than they are, you know. Yes, Mom. All right, not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
I doubt if we'll earn the $25 if we ever find somebody for her long.
Oh, well, I doubt if we do, but I couldn't tell her that.
No. You say we got some letters already?
Yeah, got three of them here.
Good.
I told you this thing would go.
Yeah.
That's $75 if we get them all three married off. Wait a minute, $150. We get $25 for the man and $25 for the woman.
Yeah, that's right. $50 a couple for the kid.
According to this handwriting, all three of these looks like they're from women folks.
Well?
See this pink envelope here?
Oh, yeah, that's bound to be a woman. Yeah.
From Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Well?
Granny, let me open that in first.
Oh, this is fun, right?
Hope they all sent their pictures. Now, before we go any further, Abner, if I find somebody in here and marry him myself, I ain't going to pay the company no $25.
Are you still aiming on getting married?
Well, if I find the right one, I am.
Uh-huh.
I never stopped to think how nice it was to have a wife and a home and all that, till I got to writing them advertisements for our matrimonial bureau.
Oh, well, it's all right with me, Lum, for you not to pay nothing. It won't be a dead loss, for we'll get $25 from her anyway.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know neither, Abner. Might not look right for one of the owners in a matrimonial bureau charging his wife $25 to marry him.
Well, I don't care. I might not give that much to see you get married.
Yeah, me too. Well, look at that.
Is that her?
I guess it is.
For the land's sake.
Granny, undoubtedly that ain't her. She looks like a haint.
What does she say about herself there?
Says I am a widow woman with five children and live on a farm near Broken Bow.
Well?
It has 40 acres of good rich land and a mortgage of $150 against it.
Oh.
I am looking for a kind man with money. And all she's looking for is somebody to pay off that mortgage.
Yeah.
Anything I hate and despise is somebody that's just marrying for money.
Yeah, Lomi, ain't nobody gonna pay off no $150 mortgage to marry her, I'll tell her that. Might as well just tear that letter up right now, Lomi.
Well, send the picture out. She never tell. I'd have bet even money that nobody had married Whistling Jim Williams, but they did.
Yeah.
Let's see who this is from.
Yeah, look at another name.
Roberta Brandenburg.
Yeah, that's sort of a purple
envelope. Pretty name, Roberta. From Gilgore, Texas. Yeah.
Gilgore, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where they had all them hog wells, ain't it, down there?
Hey, that's right, ain't it? This might be the very one I'm looking for right here. Yeah, I'd pay the company $25 to marry a Iowa well or two.
I thought you said a while ago that you wouldn't marry for money.
Well, I wouldn't, but it sure ain't going to make me think none the less of her if she happened to own a few Iowa wells.
No, of course not, no.
Well, I wouldn't hold that again. Granny, look at that. For the land's sake, let me see what it says about her.
Well, here, let me see the picture, Mom.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, she is a good looker, ain't she?
I am a manicurist.
Oh, foreigner, huh?
Yeah. No, of course not. I have my own beauty salon and would like to correspond with some handsome young gentleman about 28 years of age who is an expert barber. Dad, blame it.
Well, ought to give her name to Mose Moose. He's a barber.
Mose is unmarried. Besides, he ain't no expert barber and he ain't 28 year old.
Oh, she's awful particular, ain't she?
Yeah, wish I knowed how to do barber work. Reckon I could learn it.
Well, you have to be 28 year old, too, though.
That's right. Granny's, I could have fell in love with that picture, too. Ain't she the prettiest thing you ever seen? Just look at that.
Yes, sir, I see, sure. Well, sir, that's the first one of them Floridory hats I've saw in years.
Granny, that is a Floridory, ain't it?
Yeah.
She's wearing her hair in a pompadour.
Well,
she about quit wearing it that way. She must be kind of old-fashioned in her dressing. Look at that leg of mutton sleeve in her dress there.
Yeah, she is awful behind the times.
That's what I like about her. More than likely a sweet, old-fashioned girl.
And running a saloon?
Beauty saloon, she said. Where women folks go and get all that artificial coloring and permanent ways and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Can't blame that barber business in there anyway.
What else does she say there?
Yes, she says, I am 5'11" tall, weighed 155 pounds, and...
Yeah, she ought to be good and stout.
And the enclosed picture was taken a few years ago, but it is the best I have, and I haven't changed much since then.
Oh.
No doubt what she looks like now. Let me see this other one. You somebody that ain't so dead in particular.
Well, you act like we're on this matrimonial bureau just to find you a wife, Lum. This is supposed to be a business here.
Well, we'll send their pictures out. I just thought if I happened to see somebody that, well, from Fort Smith.
Uh-huh.
I could get up there to see her. You must not send no picture.
Yeah, there it is. Fell down there on the floor. I'll get it for you, Lum.
Oh. What does she look like?
Well, I do know. Well, look there. She's standing on her head.
Standing on... Oh, you got it upside down. Let me see that.
Oh, well, I thought that.
Granny, she's pretty in that other knee. Look at that. Granny, she's beautiful. Black curly hair. Diaz Vendetti. That's her name. Got a crane right there on the picture. Diaz Vendetti, the girl wonder.
Well, that's a funny looking outfit she's got on there, ain't it?
Granny, I believe I found her, Abner. She don't know it yet, but right there's a picture of the future Mrs. Rometter.
Well, read what he says about her, huh?
Yes, sir. I don't have to read nothing about her, though. This is a case of love at first sight. I can tell that already. Granny, she's sweet looking.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a girl that'd make a home for you.
Yeah.
Lonesome Heart Matrimonial Bureau, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear sir, I read your advertisement and hasten to write that I am anxious to find a husband.
Well,
my granny sister, she found one out there. I am an actress, and since my first husband met his untimely death, have retired from the stage. However, if I can find the right man, I would consider a matrimony if he would consent to taking part in my act so that I may resume my theatrical career.
What's that, Mom?
Go on the stage.
Oh!
That's just what I'd love to do, too. That's what I'm looking for. Well, he goes on and says, he need not have any previous experience in the theater. Well, good.
Yeah.
Now, she needs to particulars in it.
No.
Need not have any previous experience in the theater because I do practically all the work in the act myself. All he would be required to do is stand against a target while I outline his entire body with knives. I am considered the world's outstanding knife thrower and also an expert pistol shot. Oh, my goodness. No wonder her first husband made it on time, I did. Hand me a dip of water there, Abner. Feared I'm going to have another one of my sinkers.
Well, maybe this girl will find a husband, but they're pretty sure it won't be long. When a boy's marks begin sliding downward, when an ordinarily bright boy grows listless and inattentive in the classroom and has to be kept after school, the fault is very often not with the boy himself, but with his diet. He may, for instance, be drinking coffee at mealtimes. And as doctors, teachers, and athletic coaches will all tell you, no child should ever drink coffee. Because coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that may affect the child's nerves, his digestion, and his sleep. Wise mothers solve this hot mealtime drink problem by giving their children Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly upset the systems of growing children. It's simply whole wheat and bran, roasted to a turn and delicately sweetened. And when made with hot milk, Postum is one of the most nourishing drinks a child can have. You'll find, too, that even children who don't ordinarily like milk like Postum. They like its cheering, tempting aroma and mellow, delicious flavor. So at mealtimes and even in between meals, give the children that delicious, wholesome cereal beverage, hot Postum, made with milk. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.